This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
I did a fair bit of driving through the province this weekend. I was down in Calgary on Friday, and then I just spent a little time in Canmore on Friday afternoon. Then we went to Banff, and we were there, came back home on Saturday. So, it's pretty small sample size. I get it. There's a lot of places other than the Edmonton-Calgary-Banff corridor, but still, there's no snow. None. Canmore has a little bit. Banff has a little bit more than Canmore, but still, you're talking about a dusting, like, you know, maybe an inch of snow max on the ground, which is crazy. I mean, none in Calgary. There is some in Edmonton right now as we speak, but the clock is ticking because we got some snow overnight. I'd say, I don't know, half an inch tops, maybe something like that. And it's supposed to be 5 degrees today, 9 degrees tomorrow. So it's not sticking around. It's going away. We're only 3 weeks from Christmas today. 3 weeks today is Christmas. So if you're the kind of person who puts a lot of emphasis on a white Christmas, good reason for you to worry if that kind of thing matters to you. Now, if you're a retailer of a seasonal business, or if you're someone involved in snow clearing or skiing or all kinds of different industry that relies on the weather, this is not good. This is bad, bad news. So what is happening? What's going on? We're going to speak with David Phillips. He is the senior climatologist at Environment Canada, and always a delight to chat. David, thank you for being here. I appreciate it so much.
I always enjoy chatting with you, and my gosh, I've been in the business 50 years, and it takes a lot to shake my head about the weather, and the fact that there was, in Edmonton, no snow at all.
I mean, not a single day.
Flakes, not a measurable amount in all of November. Really, sadly, no precipitation either. And but we're seeing that across the province. I mean, everywhere you look, it looks... I mean, let me remind you, Shay, what it was like a year ago. You had temperatures of minus 39 with 20 centimeters sitting on the ground. What a difference a year makes, honest to gosh. People were already tired of winter last year, and it still had 3 weeks to go. I mean, it was absolutely brutal. And so it just really shows you that, well, I always like that Newfoundland line. If you don't like the weather at your front door, look out your back door.
Exactly.
Because it can change so dramatically. And, hey, 1 year it is a lot to change, but, boy, it has been so consistently unlike winter. I mean, it absolutely, I look at the, not only is it just snowfall that is quite surprising, but you take these all freeze days, Shay, these are when it would be below normal temperatures morning, noon, and night.
Okay.
And you've had, you know, three of those, and you normally would have 18 of those suckers.
Jeez, wow.
I mean, it's just like, it could this be the cancellation of winter? I mean, it really is.
But you know what, David, like, it's not a bad question. I was thinking about it, like, when I used to work at the TV station, we'd have a pool every year as to when when the snow that sticks lands, okay? Like, not one that, you know, falls and then it melts and one that stays,
sure.
Everybody would pick October, maybe November, Nobody was picking December, David. I mean, how unusual is this?
Well, it is. I look back at the records in Edmonton. I did this last week. I can't quite remember. But I know certainly at the airport, international airport, there's never been a November, for example, without snow. And clearly in many other weather stations in the city that are not, say, within the last, say, 30, 40 years, there's always been snow. And so, I mean, I think back in 1906, there might have been a year or November had no snow. So that was quite unusual. So, you know, in records that go back, say, 120, 130 years, there might have just been two Novembers.
Right.
But, and typically, you know, I remember one of those, you had about 40 centimeters of snow in October. So it wasn't as if it hadn't been. Now, you've had some snow. My gosh, you had, I think, 5 centimeters in, or 2 centimeters in October.
Yeah,
and you got
right before Halloween
yesterday.
Yeah. A little bit.
So, I mean, it's but snow is down. I mean, it's only about 15% of what you normally would get. And precipitation is down also. So, you know, this is, you know, I always think if you're not a big fan of winter, and you make some good points about who this, retailers particularly, nothing will drive a person to the shopping centers than snow on the ground to think, oh my gosh, Christmas is coming up, I better start buying gifts. But if it looks like fall or spring, you're not in that mood, you say.
Yeah, no,
and then, of course,
right.
We make money off the snow. I mean, skiing and snowmobiling. And so the economy actually, I mean, we spend a lot of money getting rid of the snow, but we actually make more money off the snow. And so it really is, I always think the best weather, Shay, is normal weather. When it's the time of year, you're getting snow because you expect the snow.
Yep.
It's what your ancestors have said you would get, your teachers said you would get, and you get it. But when it's weird like this and unexplainable in a way, then it really is concerning too.
It's El Nino, right? I mean, that's what we've been told, Dave. This is El Nino doing this, right?
I think, Shay, you're right. I think there's clearly why I'm hesitant is because, you know, this normally El Nino doesn't appear quite yet. I mean, it usually is announced in November, December that it's here, so we should expect a milder than normal winter. But we've had, I mean, the last cold month you had in Edmonton was last March. Every month since then has been warmer than normal. We look at the spring or the fall, the three months, September, October, and November, they've all been, you know, warmer than normal, and the evidence is also there in the fact there's the lack of snow. So, you know, I think this one is a very large episode, like area-wise, it's huge. It also is intensely, it's not necessarily record warm, but it's very up there. It's what we call a strong El Nino, and so that typically what it does is it brings us more Pacific air or southerly air and not Arctic air. But, Shay, the other thing that is really shocking to me is that there's no Arctic air there. I mean, there is maybe up in the Yukon or sometimes there has been, but you find that places like the Eastern Arctic, last week they were warmer than Toronto.
Yeah.
I mean, it just shows you how upside down the weather is. And so often when you get these Pacific breezes, yes, it is warmer. But then all of a sudden those breezes will stop and then your cold Arctic air will plunge down. Well, that cold Arctic air has been a certain warmth to it, you say. So it's almost just been total absence of any the look and the feel of winter so far.
And you know what, Dave, we sit here talking about there is no winter, there is no winter, and then you take a look at it and Montreal's got a foot of snow on the ground.
Yeah.
So I mean, there is still winter out there. Let's not get complacent.
And we know there's some cold temperatures. I think they had one of their snowiest few days in Moscow. Temperatures of minus 50 in parts of Moscow. And sometimes those cold Siberian temperatures do have a way of getting over the pole and sinking down like molasses, going right across the landscape. No mountains to hold those back. So my sense is, don't think that this is necessarily the final say about winter. We're not canceling winter in the second coldest country and the snowiest country in the world. But really, you know, Shay, if you're not a big fan of winter, and I'm not, I mean, I think it's an age thing. You get older and you kind of think, well, I don't necessarily want to make snow angels anymore.
Yeah.
And so what happens is that you just get to the point where you think, well, maybe I can cheat this. We can get so far. It really makes the winter go faster when you're not dealing with these kind of brutal, face-numbing kind of wind chills.
Every day is a blessing. Just shorten it up a little bit. David, as always, a great insight. Thank you so much for being here. I do appreciate it.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.